night, for your love is never ending. We give thanks unto you, O God of God, for your love is never ending. From of old you have led your people in faith, for your love is never ending. You have shown your compassion, strength, and love, for your love is never ending. Shadows of lament, give us courage for the journey. Shepherd Jesus, be our guide. Help us lead with hope and passion till all things are reconciled. We, your people, sing your praises as together we are sent to reveal your new creation in the shadows of lament. Give us courage for the journey. Shepherd Jesus, be our guide. Help us lead with hope and passion till all things are reconciled.
Good morning. Welcome to Whitmer Heights on this beautiful fall morning. So happy to see all of you and be with you this morning. And we're excited to introduce our new hymnal, the Voices Together hymnal this morning. It's going to be, thanks Shane, that's so, yeah, Shane's got the spirit. We are going to get started with announcements. If anyone has any announcements they'd like to share, Brennan has a mic, or you can come up here.
I don't know how many of you come and go during the week to church here, to this building, but on Wednesday they're going to be replacing the carpet at the entrances. So if you come over here on Wednesday and you need to get in and there's guys working there, don't try to come in. I think we either call Steve if he's planning to be here, but we can come in the back door, which we did, the lower back door. We can access that, but they'll be working at all three entrances on Wednesday.
To highlight that on Saturday, November 5th, there will be a fall harvest party that will be at Landis Homes, and you had a handout with more details in your mailbox today. And then also coming up on November 13th, there's going to be a youth fundraiser meal. So that's usually our fellowship meal Sunday, but you don't have to bring food. You can come and support the youth group.
It is. Okay. So this coming week, there's going to be a play at Lancaster Mennonite called The House of Pooh Corner, and I'm in it. And the The dates are this Thursday and Friday at 3 o'clock, and then, or Saturday, it's at 7, and then they're gonna have ASL interpretation, so, yeah. Yeah, details on the bulletin, so yeah.
Let's all go out and support Brennan. Okay, so let's center ourselves and be present here now in this space with our church family, Holy Spirit present with us. We have our ritual of lighting a peace lamp, a visual, tangible reminder of God with us. We will hear a chime, an auditory reminder of God with us, and then we will have some silence, prayer, centering your mind to let go of the things that were this morning or the things that are upcoming in this week, and just be here, present for worship. We give everyone and everything to you. Be with us now as we explore this new hymnal and the start of something new. Send your spirit to be present with us. Amen. There's an offering box in the back that if you have not put your offering in there, you're welcome to at any time in the service. And I would like to pray a blessing over our offering now, which is from the Voices Together hymn book. Generous God, you gave us life. Now we give our lives back to you. We present ourselves, our work and play, our joys and sorrows, our thoughts and deeds, our gifts and resources to be used by you for the sake of all people everywhere, through Jesus Christ. Amen.
You could turn in your Voices Together hymnal to page 851. We will be using that for our call to worship. Number 851. I'll read the leader, you be the people, till we get down to all of us. Jesus calls us to praise and prayer, to song and silence.
Jesus calls us to worship.
Jesus calls us to hearing and healing, to service and solidarity.
Jesus calls us to love.
Jesus calls us to advocacy and action, to protest and provision.
Jesus calls us to justice.
We hear the call of Christ. We worship together with joy.
I invite you to stand. I invite you to turn to number 605. We're going to get started with a familiar one. And as we go through this morning, there will be some familiar songs, some new songs, some familiar tunes with different words. And I hope that it will just give us a good general overview. You've already heard an offering blessing, a call to worship. This book is packed with fun, wonderful resources for worship. So I hope you feel that and feel a sense of worship this morning. We'll start with number 605. My life flows on. My life flows on in endless song above a cloud.
I catch the sweet though far of him that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear that music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? No storm can take my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? What though my joys and comforts die, I know my Savior liveth. What through the darkness gather round, songs in the night he giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? The peace of Christ may fresh my heart, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am his. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?
Remain standing as Lori reads Psalm 100.
100. If you would like to follow along, it is in the hymnal, number 20. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with a song. Know that the Lord is God, our Maker to whom we belong. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and the courts with praise. Give thanks and bless God's holy name. Good indeed is the Lord, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from age to age.
You can turn with me to number 68. This song should be familiar, but the words were tweaked a little bit, were changed a little bit. I'm not sure if they were changed to be a more direct translation, or what made the change. But I found it interesting, as Trish and I were practicing this, the word change bothered her, but it didn't bother me. So I just wanted to throw that out there. It's fine if the word change bothers you, and it's fine if it doesn't. To me, I feel like there's a little bit of new meaning that I maybe... Maybe you don't even remember what the other words were. The other words was just, instead of saying, there's no one in this world like Jesus, it said, there's no one like Jesus. So just a subtle change. But to me, I feel a deeper meaning of, in saying that there's no one in this world like Jesus, where are we looking in this world and putting trust in things that aren't Jesus? And how can this remind us to look up and think, okay, there's no one in this world like Jesus. I'm searching for Jesus. That's what I'm going for. So this is an African roots song. I encourage you to move. We're going to miss having Dino playing drums, but I'm hoping somebody is feeling, well, at least somebody, yeah, Sean can either play drum or can you play maraca at least? We just need a little maraca. There's a drum. So now as we're getting some movement from running for the drum, we're going to also get ourselves moving and feeling. Do you want to do maraca or do you want to do the drum? The drum would be better? Okay. All right. There's no one in this world like Jesus. There's no one in this world like Him. There's no one in this world like Jesus. There's no one like Him. I'm running, running, searching, searching. I'm turning, turning, searching. Searching, I'm searching, searching everywhere. There's no one like Him. There's no one in this world like Jesus. There's no one in this world like Him. There's no one in this world like Jesus. There's no one like Him. I'm running, running, searching, searching. I'm turning, turning, searching, searching. I'm searching, searching everywhere. There's no one like Him. There's no one in this world like Jesus. There's no one in this world like Him. There's no one in this world like Jesus. There's no one like Him. Amen. I love the energy on that one. So let's turn to number 389. This one, if you were at retreat, you may recognize we sang it with the songwriter, which is Nate Greaser, who is our retreat speaker. So this song has a special place for us that we know the songwriter. I will sing with you, my family, will you sing with me? I will sing with you, my family, will you sing with me? The notes won't always come out as I'd like, but I will learn to see the log in my own eye. God, I surrender. Bring us together. Bring us together. I will sing with you, my neighbor. Will you sing with me? I will sing with you, my neighbor. Will you sing with me? My words will be imperfect, but I'll try. Bringing my assumptions to the light, I'll pray. God, I surrender. Bring us together. Bring us together. I will sing with you, my rival, will you sing with me? I will sing with you, my rival, will you sing with me? Difference is a place where God is found.
to holy ground, God, I surrender. Bring us together. Bring us together. We will sing our song together, sing in harmony. We will sing our song together, whether two or three. Jesus feels our pain, he sets us free. The Spirit's given us this song of hope to sing. God, we surrender. Bring us together. Bring us together.
Call us together to reflect on your word and our life in your world. Be with us now as we sing and pray together, that we may hear your voice and understand your way. This we pray through Jesus the Christ. Amen.
The Apostle Paul holds up a model for how the Spirit activates the church. The Spirit affirms and amplifies the value of every individual and promptly reminds us that we belong together. And belonging together is a beautiful, life-giving, difficult, holy path. We belong together in joy and in struggle. We belong together when we agree and when we disagree. A hymnal revision involves a prolonged period of theological and artistic reflection and inquiry. It's a process of creative incubation unlike anything else our denominations undertake. It's a work marked by prayer, research, and deep listening. It's a time in which we work together to set aside personal biases in discerning what best serves the body. Before we knew what our decision-making structures would look like, our committee made plans for how we would be the church together. We resolved to work collaboratively and to regard conflict as a necessary and healthy part of hearing one another. We would trust each other enough to disagree openly, valuing relationships alongside decisions. We called on the Holy Spirit to journey with us in the challenges of hymnal formation along a path we could only dimly see. And we rooted our work in gratitude. Gratitude to a God at work in our neighborhoods and around the world. Gratitude for the privilege of gathering around this work. Gratitude for centuries of voices across time and space that have formed us in worship. And certainly gratitude for individuals and committees who shaped the Mennonite worship and songbooks of recent decades. Voices Together has been stewarded into being by a 13-member intergenerational committee of pastors, musicians, and liturgical scholars who were willing to undertake a massive volunteer effort. These volunteers love the church deeply and have worked tirelessly to resource Christian worship for 21st century Canadian and U.S. Mennonites. Supported by their loved ones and their church families, committee members set aside a lot of personal and professional life in order to make abundant space for serving the church in this way. These gifts of time and expertise are extraordinary love offerings. We knew that a predominantly white, middle-class committee could not adequately represent the breadth of diverse denominations. Constellations of support blessed this work as we learned from advisory groups around African-American experiences and traditions, Spanish language songs, American Sign Language, songs from the Taizé community, German chorales, the formation of past collections, and on and on. Hundreds of volunteers from across the church offered generous support through prayer, sharing wise counsel, asking difficult questions, screening collections, and developing new content. Voices Together is a work carried out by the church for the church. As project director and general editor of Voices Together, and on behalf of the full committee, it is my great honor to present this collection to Mennonite Church USA and Mennonite Church Canada, the denominations that commissioned and blessed this work. The Spirit of God affirms and amplifies the value of every individual, assuring the presence of many gifts, and the Spirit reminds us that we belong together. We belong together on this beautiful, life-giving, challenging, holy path through joy and through struggle. May Voices Together help us live into belonging and Christ-following as we join God's work of justice and peace.
For these next two, I welcome you to remain seated. Number 401 is going to be our next song. And it's a familiar one. Sean, would you mind playing for this one as well? Thank you so much. So as you're seated, I think of this song as like a prayer. So I welcome you to open your hands. You might not even need the words. It's really a familiar one. Just welcome the Lord to open your eyes to what He wants to show you and show you Himself. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. See You high and lifted up, shining in the light of Your glory. Pour out Your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see You. I want to see You. To see You high and lifted up, shining in the light of Your glory. Pour out Your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see You. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see You. To my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart, I want to see You. I want to see You. And I should have pointed out, but I'm sure you also saw, that song has French and Spanish translations with it. So someday maybe we'll sing it in French or Spanish. Most likely Spanish if I'm leading. I don't know French. Our next song is number 117. I'll sing the leader part, and then you can respond with the all part. This is a good song as we're getting into the fall and Thanksgiving season. We give thanks unto you, O God of might, for your love is never ending. We give thanks unto you, the God of gods, for your love is never ending. From of old you have led your people in faith, you have shown your compassion, strength, and love, for your love is never ending. You deliver the ones who called unto you, for your love is never ending. From bondage to freedom you brought them forth, for your love is never ending. You have opened the sea and brought your people through, for your love is never ending. Brought them into a land that flows with life, for your love is never ending. You remember your promise, age to age, for your love is never ending. You show mercy on those of low degree, for your love is never ending. And that song is based on Psalm 136. So now I invite you, one of our new features in our Voices Together book is that there are 12 works of visual art included in our hymnal. And these are offerings of God, offerings to God and the church from the artist, inviting us to encounter God through visual art. So we're going to try sharing in the practice of Visio Divina, which has the same roots as Lectio Divina, which you may know as pondering scripture or words, and this is contemplating a visual art and engaging with God through visual forms. So I invite you to turn to number 12. This artwork was created on the theme of gathering. Close your eyes and join me in this prayer. Breathing in, Spirit of God, breathing out, be with us now. Open your eyes and try to focus on whatever part of the image your eye lands on first. Try not to let your eyes wander. Maybe even put your finger around that part of the image. Consider these questions. What emotions does this image evoke in you? What word or phrase does it stir up? How does this image lead you into prayer? Let this prayer take form in you. Now, let your eyes gaze on the whole image. Now what emotions does it evoke in you? Did anything change since the first time you looked at the image? Take with you the gift that you encountered through this image and offer it to God in prayer.
It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Turn with me and join standing to number 849. This is a new one, but I sang it as the prelude, so hopefully you have a little bit of the melody in your head. They'll play an intro and then we'll sing it through twice. We, your people, sing your praises as together we are sent to reveal your new creation in the shadows of lament. Give us courage for the journey, Shepherd Jesus, be our guide. Help us lead with hope and passion till all things are reconciled. We, your people, sing your praises as together we are sent to reveal your new creation in the shadows of lament. Give us courage for the journey, Shepherd Jesus, be our God. Help us lead with hope and passion till all things are reconciled. You may be seated. And I just wanted to point out that that song has a variety of roots. The words are actually from Africa, but the melody is from Italy. So we've got a whole global view going on in that song.
As we dedicate voices together, we join our voices.
With the voices of those who taught us to sing and pray.
Friends, family, church, communities.
Those who stand beside us.
Y aquellos a los que nunca hemos conocido.
We join our voices.
With the voices of those who go before us in faith.
16th century Anabaptists.
And medieval mystics.
20th century activists.
And early communities of Jesus followers.
We join our voices.
With the voices of those we know from Scripture.
Paul and Silas in prison.
Mary, overcome with joy.
Miriam and Moses.
Thomas More than Nabi Nabi.
We join our voices.
With the voices of those who speak and sing and sign in many languages.
Urban and rural.
Emerging and established.
In many expressions of worship and music.
And when we struggle to join our voices, we pray.
For patience as we learn new ways of worship and song.
For understanding when we encounter the unexpected.
For forgiveness when we rush to judgment.
For wisdom in choosing what and how much to attempt.
For courage to take risks and to fail.
For faith that we are held in God's grace.
For hope that we can grow together as the body of Christ.
For love of God and a neighbor, strengthened and expressed through worship and song.
With gratitude,
we give thanks to God.
For poets, composers, and visual artists.
who help us sing and pray in ways that are both familiar and new.
About changing realities
and eternal truths.
We give you thanks, God.
For committees, denominations, and publishers.
Volunteers, supporters, and donors.
For the hundreds of people.
And the tens of thousands of decisions
that create a hymnal and worship.
We give you thanks, God.
For the communities of worship and song that surround us.
Filling our hearts.
Stretching our minds.
Moving our bodies.
And stirring our spirits.
We join God.
For voices together and dedicate these books and the worship they support to the glory of God.
Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite you, if it feels like a worshipful posture, to stand with me again. And if not, I welcome you to remain seated. Turn to number one. You're going to recognize the melody of this one, but fear not. The melody is Come Thou Fount. Come Thou Fount is also in this hymnal. So it is not replacing it, it's just using the melody. And has some lovely, meaningful lyrics. We're going to sing verse 1, 3, and 5, and then number 563 is Come Thou Fount, 563. So we're going to sing verse 1 of that at the end. If you need the words, it's 563, but I bet a lot of us have it memorized as well. So let's sing verse 1, 3, and 5 of Summoned by God Who Made Us.
Summoned by the God who made us, rich in our diversity, gathered in the name of Jesus, richer still in unity. Let us bring the gifts that differ, and in splendid varied ways, sing a new church into being, one in faith and love and praise. Trust the goodness of creation. Trust the Spirit strong within. Dare to dream a vision promise sprung from seed of what has been. Let us bring the gifts that differ and in splendid varied ways sing a new church into being, one in faith and love and praise. Draw together at one table all the human family. Shape a circle ever wider and a people ever free. Let us bring the gifts that differ, and in splendid varied ways, sing a new church into being, one in faith and love and praise. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's unchanging love.
Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
I want to say on behalf of all of us, thanks to Sophia and Tricia, Donovan, Lori. I'm sure Steve Stolzfus too had a lot of behind the scenes involvement. Our guest performer, Sean. Thanks. So we want to open it up if there's any words of sharing, testimony from this week or a prayer concern. We'll come around with a handheld.
So many of you know that I'm a little bit on a journey that we all face at some point in our lives. So last Thursday, we think that my dad missed the last step heading down into our basement, and he fell. And he did suffer a small brain bleed and a compression fracture in his back. But that isn't the injuries from the fall aren't what kind of led us into our state right now. Because of his Parkinson's disease and his inability to pass a swallow test, they were anticipating just doing a feeding tube to get him his Parkinson's meds, because there's no liquid form in that, but they couldn't get a feeding tube down, and they don't know if it's because of the progression of the Parkinson's or was there some kind of, he was very kyphotic, and so, you know, was there a structural change in. Anyway, all that to say, without the Parkinson's meds, he just rapidly deteriorated. And so because his living will was, I don't want a feeding tube, we honored his wishes, knowing, you know, even if he would be rebound, it would not be a quality of life that he would want. So he is currently in comfort care. We've had some very meaningful, beautiful times of reading scripture together, reminiscing, singing, praying together. So he was responsive until Wednesday. So we just had a really nice family time together over these last few days. And now we're at the point where we're just waiting for him to walk through heaven's gates. So thankful so much for your prayers and support. Words of encouragement through the week have been greatly appreciated. And we'll see what these next steps bring. Prayers for my mom are appreciated as she anticipates a life without him. So those are my prayers for these next few days.
Steve is not here today because he earlier this week had COVID. He went to his uncle's memorial service last weekend. His uncle was a man of many talents and traveled extensively, and there was people from literally all over the world at that memorial service. So we don't know that that's where he got it, but we're speculating. Sunday night when he realized that it was COVID, when he tested positive, he decided, since I still tested negative, that he would pack up and go to Wilkes-Barre, where we have a little apartment beside Michelle, and he stayed there for most of the week. He now is testing negative, so he is back home, but he still has a very, very bad cough, and so that is why he is not with us today. We are leaving on Friday of this coming week for vacation, so you will not see us next Sunday either, but hopefully we will both be very well by then.
April just reminded me of something that I wanted to include and was forgetting. So this maybe is the announcements, maybe it just goes along with the Voices Together. The fact that there is actually a worship leader's edition that goes along with Voices Together. So if you're a worship leader, that's going to be available to you. It is in there. We have several copies in the church library that you can check out. And there's like a key in the hymnal that shows which songs have supplemental resources in the worship leader's edition. So if you're a worship leader, don't hesitate to check that out and use that in services going forward.
So something for prayer for a number of months now is, in July I met with the police chief of East Lampeter Township. And it was kind of in preparation for those who did a prayer walk to the township building in July at our outdoor service. But just asked him how we can pray for the police force, the township. And he said the key things they face as a police group is this corridor here, Route 30. Just they have to deal with a lot of drug trafficking, human trafficking, and homelessness. I guess we can see evidence of that. But two things that encourage me is they have the ability. There's a North Star organization in Lancaster County where if they perceive that a woman is being trafficked, they can give her the option that immediately they can take her to this shelter, a place of safety. And the same thing with those who they are dealing with drug or alcohol issues. And within an hour, they can get them placed within a connection they have with a drug and alcohol community place. So it's encouraging that they have a way to immediately deal with those things. When I asked him what we could pray for, he said he pray that his officers would act with integrity and high morality in a way that they have it within them when they have to make a split-second decision. They'd be guided by a good moral center, you know, in midst of all these difficult situations they might face. And just generally the safety of the officers and a good partnership between the township, the police, and churches and the CVCCS that we could work together on things, especially these issues of homelessness and prostitution and drug abuse. So I want to pray for the police chief and the officers today as well. Anything else we want to hear about today?
I'd like us to keep the Weaver family in our prayers. Patsy and her husband Harlan were long-time members of First Step, and she passed away this week. The funeral is tomorrow evening. And their daughters were friends of our sons, so let's keep them in prayer.
Okay, would you join me in prayer this morning? Our Father in heaven, holy is your name, and may we continue to join our voices together to give you worship and glory and honor and our lives. Lord, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. With all the things that we're going to bring to you in prayer and the things that are unspoken, God, may your will be done in these circumstances. We entrust them to you. We pray for our new marriages. We pray for Eric and Madeline. We pray for Liam and Allison, both of whom were married this past few weeks. We pray with those who are grieving the loss of Patricia or Patsy Weaver. May tomorrow's evening service be a good memorial time to honor her life and honor resurrection. Lord, we pray for those who are need your healing touch right now. We pray for Steve as he continues to recover. We continue to hold up Dan Wirt to your care and your healing touch. We pray right now, Lord, that you would hold Donna's father in your hands, that you would surround him with love and your peace and songs and scriptures and things that will hold him until you bring him home to be with you. We pray, Lord, this week for our elders meeting and our worship team meeting. May you continue to guide us in our ministry. As we studied in Sunday school this morning, we want to be persistent in prayer for what is just and right. Put it on our hearts to be persistent in prayer that your will and your goodness would break forth in this world. We pray for Judy's brother, Mark, who's experienced great loss from a fire recently. Just provide him for what he needs and give him a sense of your peace. We pray for our community. We pray for our Police Chief Steve Zerbe and the 40 officers, the seven detectives, those who are attempting to serve our community. May they do so with a high moral compass, a desire to do what is right, and especially in those split-second decisions that they have to make, they do that in a way that provides what is good and true. We pray that you'd surround them with safety. And then these issues of homelessness, of human trafficking, of that kind of abuse and also substance abuse, give them wisdom, but also may we be the church in the midst of those circumstances. Show us how we might be the presence of Jesus there. And we pray for CVCCS as they attempt to have this mentoring program after school at Smoketown. May you bring forth the children who would benefit from that. May the Spirit of God work amongst the counselors and the parents and the students, that those who would really benefit from a solid mentor, someone to love and honor them, to be a good role model for them. Just bless that ministry. Lord, as we go from here today, may we continue to walk in all faithfulness and with worshipful hearts. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I invite you to stand. Number 540 will be our sending song. And if you would like to just listen to the words, I welcome you to do that as well. There's some very challenging lyrics as we leave today.
Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me? Will you leave yourself behind if I but call your name? Will you care for cruel and kind and never be the same? Will you risk the hostile stare? Should your life attract and scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Will you let the blinded see if I but call your name? Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? Will you kiss the leper queen and do such as this unseen and admit to what I mean in you and you in me? Will you love the you hide if I but call your name? Will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use the faith you found to reshape the world around? Through my sight and touch and sound in you, in me. Christ, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go, where your love and footsteps show. Thus I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me.
Just a note about next Sunday, the 30th. I've been feeling led to preach a message around the subject of abortion. It's been a hot topic in our society lately. But approaching it not from a political perspective, but just thinking figuring out together how we follow Jesus and make our community and world a better place in regard to this subject. If you're expecting a voter's guide to abortion, it's not going to happen. Political statements, but I'm just trying to have great care with this, but three reasons I feel like it'd be important to address. One is it's such a significant part of our public consciousness right now since the Supreme Court decision and the elections coming up. But also it has relevance concerning our lives. You know, we may deal with that in our web of relationships, someone dealing with a difficult pregnancy. And I think it's also good to practice considering subjects from a biblical or a way of Jesus perspective rather than a political kind of perspective. We're hearing a lot of stuff from outside. What does our faith say? So that's next Sunday. And then potentially the following Sunday, the 6th, during Sunday school, we can have a time actually to have conversation around it instead of just a one-sided presentation. So just keep that in mind over the next week or two. Thanks. For a benediction, I'm going to again take from the Voices Together. So hear this as we are sent today. May the Christ who walks on wounded feet walk with you on the road. May the Christ who serves with wounded hands stretch out your hands to serve. May the Christ who loves with a wounded heart open your heart to love. May you see the face of Christ in everyone you meet. And may everyone you meet see the face of Christ in you. To Jesus Christ be all glory and honor, dominion, this week and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace.